Now, Cannonball is Ireland's biggest supercar event and it is returning tomorrow, Friday, September 11th, up until Monday, September 14th, with proceeds supporting Ronald McDonald House. This year, it's setting off from the Johnstown estate with two pit stops in Kildare before finishing in Tullamore. Cannonball founder Alan Bannon joins me now on the line. Alan, good morning. Good to talk to you on the show.
Good morning, Hannah.
So I want to ask first about Cannonball. I mean, it's Ireland's biggest supercar event. What is the story behind it? How did it all come about?
I set it up in 2009. It started off with a fundraising idea I had for a Kildare charity back then, which is Barristan. And I suppose I kind of was hoping for somewhere around, say, 50, 75 cars. And in the first year, we got 137 cars. We started from Merrion Square. It was a two-day, two-night event. And that weekend, it was a heatwave. And it was an amazing atmosphere. It just started something that just, you know, snowballed, really. And then every year, it got that little bit bigger. So we've got 214 cars in this year's event.
Wow.
It's mainly supercars, like your Lamborghinis, Porsches, Ferraris. And it's a very colourful event. We put a lot of work and effort and money into the production, like the finish line. So over the last few years, we've ramped them up. We had a big finish in Nace last year, which was a huge turnout. We had over 30,000 people in Nace. So the event is it's more than just a supercar road trip. It's almost like a carnival atmosphere at the end of each day.
I can imagine, especially with all of those cars, because they're not cars that you'd see often. And when you do, there's always like a few people will pull out their phones, take a picture of it wherever they see it. In terms of, and as you were saying, like over 200 cars are taking part in it this year. How do you and the production team pull it off? I mean, to do it safely with so many vehicles involved?
It's not a race. It's an organised road trip. So we work closely with the guards at all the different locations. 214 cars this year is about 450 people, 260 bedrooms each night on average for the three nights, road closures in all the finish lines and a big traffic management plan. So a lot of work that goes into it to do it safely and securely. The production then is a separate event nearly in that's got a separate crew and they'd all arrive in the afternoon and set up their screens and DJs and dancers and all that. So, you know, we have a big team that come out to make it happen each year. Mm. But we would work a couple of years in advance. We have everything organised for 27 and 28. So the main issue we would have is booking that much of rooms, like 260 bedrooms. So, for instance, when we finished in Nace last year, we would have worked with three hotels. And that's the challenging part for us. So, you know, we would look at routes definitely a couple of years in advance and pre-book those hotels.
So it sounds like a lot of work going in. Again, as you were saying, a few years in advance of the actual year that it's taking place in. I was also reading, you know, there's the novelty cars, like it's a super colourful event. The drivers are known to be in fancy dress as well. That's just another added bonus to all of this. I mean, kind of what kind of fancy dress do the drivers tend to go in, or is it kind of a surprise every year?
Well, every year we put it together a team, but the colourful outfits are usually superheroes like Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, you know, those kind of things. We have a lot of people, this year we put a Hawaiian team on it, so a lot of people come in flowery shirts. It just adds a bit of colour to it. People throw on a wig, sunglasses, for the fun of it. And when you finish in a town and the kids cannot see the cars, it just adds a bit of colour when there's a superhero driving the car behind. And the kids love that. They love a chance to get in, sit into a Ferrari, get a chance to, you know, experience that, get a photograph with their mum and dad. And if there's a superhero in the background, it adds a bit of colour to it. So we really encourage that. It's something we've done from the very start.
Yeah.
And it was something I was a little bit unsure of because, you know, to get people to go in fancy dress is a big ask. But once they do it, they really enjoy it. Some of the unique cars we have a Pope Mobile on it. We'd have the likes of a DeLorean. Some unusual, quirky vehicles like that. So the Pope comes over from the UK, and it's a proper Pope Mobile. And that gets a lot of attention, especially on the motorway, when you pass a truck driver and you have a Pope waving up at him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I suppose the main thing that Cannonball is known for would be the sports cars, and that's what the kids want to see and the families want to see, and you know, they want to come out and see the red Ferrari or the orange Lamborghini. That's the big thing, you know.
Of course. And Cannonball has now raised more than 2.28 million euro for Irish children's charities. This year it's supporting Ronald McDonald House. What was the reason for supporting this one this year? Is it a different charity every year?
Yeah, since we started in 2009, we've worked with multiple charities across Ireland. We kind of focus on children's charities, Irish children's charities, and occasionally maybe some adult charities. But we just finished a three-year partnership with another Kildare charity called Jack and Jill, and we raised 780,000 for them over the 3 years. This is our first year to partner with Ronald McDonald House. In one of our smaller events in June, we raised 45,000, 46,000, I think it was.
Wow.
So our focus is trying to raise somewhere, you know, we're kind of focused on raising about a quarter of a million for them this year. And that would bring our total then for Cannonball to over 2.5 million, which would be a good figure. We tend to move around. We partner with a charity for a couple of years. The first year is very much about getting to know how the charity works, getting to understand them. The second year is always, you know, a bit smoother. And we found Ronald McDonald House a really good fit because, you know, what they offer and what they will be offering in that new 52-bedroom house when it opens is unbelievable. So it's a facility for parents who have a sick child to stay over, literally across the road from the hospital. I got a tour of it, and it's a fabulous building, and it's tangible. It's there. So they have this campaign where €2,000 buys you a brick in the garden. So our focus is to try and raise, you know, over the next couple of years, €500,000 for that charity. And I think that will leave a good chunk of that building behind under the name of Cannonball. But we raise the money through a number of ways: bucket collections on the street, the auction, donations. They're a very generous bunch, and when they come together for a weekend, like Cannonball, and all these people are car enthusiasts when you strip it right back. But the one thing that we've noticed is a community of people that are all very like-minded. They love the cars, they're usually very busy. They take one weekend off a year to get together, and they're very generous when it comes to the charity.
And Alan, now looking ahead to the weekend, it all kicks off tomorrow from the Johnstown Estate. Two pit stops in Kildare. For people listening this morning, especially like our listeners in Kildare, whereabouts can they start seeing the convoy of all the cars starting tomorrow?
Well, actually, it'll start this evening as registration will open in the Johnstown Estate in Enfield. So from about 6 p.m. cars will arrive, and tomorrow morning we leave the Johnstown Estate at 11 a.m. So there'll be a good excitement building up there. We arrive to the K Club tomorrow for lunch at 1, and then we have a big fuel stop with Circle K on the M9, the big service station there at Cycle Cullen. That's going to be at 3 o'clock, 3:15, and we depart there and we head on then to Tullamore for the finish. So really, Circle K, you're calling tomorrow at 3:15, and Strathfin for 1 p.m. tomorrow, and then Johnstown for tomorrow morning and this evening.
Alan, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning. That is Cannonball founder Alan Bannon, as Cannonball is Ireland's biggest supercar event, and it is returning this weekend with proceeds supporting the Ronald McDonald House. As Alan was saying, it does set off from the Johnstown Estate on Friday, but the registration is actually opening this evening there. And two pit stops, I should say, are going to be in Kildare before finishing in Tullamore. But Alan, thanks again for joining us on the Kildare Today Show this morning, and best of luck with all of the events now over the weekend, and I'm sure we'll be seeing some photos of it. Do let us know if you are taking part in Cannonball 2026 or if you will be attending. We'd love to get some pictures sent in of the event as well, so do make sure to get them into us here at KFM tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. If you want to find out more information about Cannonball, you can visit the website cannonball.ie.